Hi, this is Larry Jordan, the host of the Digital Production Buzz. The following interview was recorded live on the exhibit floor at the 2017 NAB Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. For all our NAB interviews, visit nabshowbuzz.com. Welcome back. We're going to be talking with G Technology, which is now a part of Western Digital. And Matthew Bennion is the Senior Marketing Manager for G Tech. And Matthew, good to have you with us today.
Thanks. It's great to be here. Thank you, Larry.
So tell us, G Tech has had a checkered past. What are you guys up to now?
Well, it's an exciting time to be working at G Tech. We're now a part of a bigger corporation. So Western Digital has acquired both G Tech, HGST, SanDisk. And so now we have access to tremendous technology. We've got the best drives from HGST combined with the best flash being produced by SanDisk. So we're now able to get the best of both worlds.
Well, because of all this engulf and devour that's been going on, is G Tech going away?
Oh, no. This is a very storage-rich vertical that is held so sacredly within the organization. This is the part of the company that gets the best technology. So we're really the fastest, best race car in the pack of cars that are now in the garage there at WD.
So I did notice that for a while, G-Tech seemed to have disappeared. I guess it was probably due to all the transitions that are going on, but we're going to see the same branding and the same company.
Absolutely.
So you're not going anywhere.
During some of this acquisition process, there were some things that had to be done in a certain way for integration reasons. And now that everything is pretty much getting wrapped up, all the integration stuff's just about done, and we're starting to pour resources right back in. So there'll be a ton of great more product launches, a lot more marketing. Everything's getting ramped back up.
Well, let's start talking then about all the cool new stuff. What you got that's due for the show?
Sure. So we're very excited to be launching an entire range of Thunderbolt 3 products at NAB. So on Monday, we announced the G drive with Thunderbolt 3, which is a great stackable aluminum enclosure, the same G drive we've been using for years, but now featuring a Thunderbolt 3 dual ports as well as a USB-C port. So it's going to be future-proof as well as backwards compatible and operating at up to 250 megabytes a second at capacities up to 12 terabytes. So this is a fantastic single drive solution.
A single drive solution at 250 megabytes a second?
That's right.
How are you getting that level of speed?
So that's all about the UltraStar 7200 RPM drives that are going inside. And at those high capacity points that we can offer in those, it's a combination of the 7200 RPM plus the density of these high capacity disks that are driving these massive performances.
Because that's almost doubling the speed of a single drive.
That's right. So it's really a function of density plus the rotational speed. And then some great enterprise drives.
And they're stable.
Very. Yeah, great. We also have a G-RAID, which is a dual-disk version of the G-Drive that features two disks that are removable, so they are user-serviceable if you ever wanted to. That's going to ship in today up to 10 terabyte capacities, and in the summertime we'll release the two 12s that will be inside. So that'll get all the way to 24 terabytes in a two-way solution. Also, again, featuring Thunderbolt 3 and USB-C, but it's a Gen 2 to get that extra performance, 500 megabytes a second. But we've also leveraged some of this Thunderbolt 3 technology, which is utilized for very fast throughput, but also utilized to transmit data for monitors. And so we're able to add a HDMI port to the back. And when I'm connected to my Thunderbolt 3 connection, I'm actually using that HDMI port now to easily connect an Atomos reader, as an example, or an Atomos monitor recorder. And so you can do some color grading right off the G-RAID. You can do simple monitor work. But we've seen some pretty cool use cases with that HDMI port on the back.
You know, that's fascinating that you're starting to use HDMI for data transfer, not just simply media.
That's right.
So we've got the new single drive. We've got the dual drive, and we've got the one you were just talking about. What else you got?
So I'll tell you, this last one I saved is my favorite. This is the G-Speed Shuttle XL, and this comes in two flavors. It's a big 8-bay transportable RAID system, and so it's got a handle on the top.
And wheels on the bottom?
For some people, it'd be great if it did, because when you get eight big 12-terabyte drives in there, that can be pretty heavy. It comes in at about 25 pounds.
Wow.
But we do actually have Pelly cases, and so there's a custom-cut foam Pelican case for carry-on, as well as for checked luggage or shipping or however you'd like to do that. And so it is designed for transporting, and we have one that's 8-disc. We also have one configured with 6 discs, but 2 optional slots. And those slots use our Evolution series. And so I can go from, say, a Red Mini Mag or an Adams Caddy or a CFast card in one of those slots. In the second slot, I can put in one of our Evolution series SSDs or HDDs. And now I'm able to go straight from media and ingest and duplicate to an SSD to go offsite or right to the big RAID array. In the 8-disc version, we're going to 2,000 megabytes a second. In the 6-disc version, that's up to 1,500 megabytes a second.
Now, this is still spinning media. What are you doing? Is there any way, like Apple has done with their Fusion Drive, to integrate flash with spinning media to get better performance?
You know, we were actually talking about this earlier today, and there is ways of doing it. But really, to get the benefit that I think people are looking for, it's going to take a little bit more than what we've got in our box. It'll take some operating system to do some of that work, because a lot of that's going to take a lot of logic that will be having to be driven from the operating system that's managing a lot of that. So it is possible. We're looking at that. It'd be great to get some burst cache speed off of these SSDs and then have some different slower sustained writes. But when we're dealing with some of these rated arrays, we're oftentimes getting to these speeds that are already SSD fast. And so, you know, it's something in the future, I think, to take a look at. Certainly for ingesting, having a real fast burst of SSD that would match or exceed the amount of ingested media would be a great way to cut time. And for people that have, shooting 8K or HDR or some of these massive file formats, being able to do that quickly and turn that card quick is very important.
How about flash drives in and of themselves? Does G-Tech have anything like that?
Absolutely. So we've got a great G-Drive Mobile SSD Slim that's USB-C. We're getting up to 540 megabytes a second sustained write speeds. It's really thin and small, super easy to pack a bunch of these around. Because they're SSD, they're lightning fast, but they're also very lightweight, and they can really take some abuse. So these are really great options. I'm really excited about the number of SSD products that we're offering today, but also what we're going to be able to be doing in the future thanks to this integration with SanDisk and some of these other brands.
In the past, we would get greater performance out of a single hard drive or even a RAID by partitioning it. Is there an advantage to partitioning flash drives?
I mean, at this point, I think what we're looking at is raiding flash drives to get even more speed out of them. And
really?
That is a great way. The big problem ends up being thermals. And when you start writing at some of these really, really fast speeds for sustained periods of time, the issue that we're looking at and trying to get past is thermals. So at this point, partitioning is probably not going to get you much, but getting a couple of these drives together inside of a small enclosure, we're seeing the future of SSD is changing formats and changing some of those connectors. And so we're looking forward to leveraging some of this new technology to try to do that. We've just got to make sure we're not burning anybody's fingers on the way.
Have we covered all your announcements? I want to make sure because we're almost out of time.
Absolutely. So again, we've got the great new Thunderbolt 3 range. We also did launch a USB-C G drive. This is a great drive because it offers 45 watts of power delivery, and so you can charge a notebook with some of those 45 watts. So these are a really great lineup of products that are all going to be great for all the new MacBooks, MacBook Pros that are out there and people using all the new latest technology.
Cool. Where can people go on the web to learn more?
So we are at g-technology.com, and we'd love to come see you at the website.
And that is actually two words, the letter G, a dash, at technology, T-E-C-H-N-O-L-O-G-Y, g-technology.com. And Matthew Bennion is the Senior Product Marketing Manager for G-Tech. Matthew, thank you for joining us, and have yourself a great show.
Thanks for having us.